This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition, Tomorrow's News Tonight, on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, wherever they happen to be, and our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, whatever it is you're doing, however it is you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget about everybody in the oil industry keeping the oil moving along, too. I realize oil is down again, $31 and something a barrel on West Texas crude, and wholesale price of gasoline without the tax is 90 cents a gallon. But that's a good thing when you got gas for $1.79, $1.89 a gallon. People are going, wow, look at this. So anyway, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got our friend Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
What's the price of gas up there?
It's lower than it has been, so that's probably a ray of sunshine in an otherwise bleak existence these days.
$1.65 in Plano, Texas. One of our listeners chimed in here last hour number one, told us it was $1.65 in Plano, $1.79 up in Georgia, and $1.89. I saw it right here in my backyard. I didn't need gas or I would have stopped, but I saw it for that.
Yeah, I love it, and kudos for President Trump for making chicken salad out of chicken, you know what?
Yeah.
By stocking up on our strategic reserves at discounted prices.
Yeah.
That's what you get when a businessman is your president.
Well, let's say the pledge you get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, I think we'll just kind of steer a little bit away from the coronavirus thing to begin with, but we're going to mention it a little bit because Bernie and Joe had a debate last night. Did you catch any of it?
No. And I won't. I don't need to hear anything that they have to say. So.
Well, the people do, and I'm going to tell them three things, because in the first 13 seconds of Joe Biden going after Bernie, because Bernie was going after Joe, and then Joe had his chance, and he fired right back, and in the first 13 seconds of Joe, he called the coronavirus the swine flu. He mistakenly called the H1N1 virus, which is the swine flu, the N1H1. And he wrapped it off by saying the Ebola virus was what happened in Africa.
What we have here, and then let's back it up and look at a 30,000-foot angle here, is the party that said old white guys are the problem, who now have a choice of two old white guys.
Yep.
So, you know, this, the party of the Me Too movement, the party that said that it's time for a woman president, the party that talked about diversity and inclusion, the party that says that everything that's wrong with the world rests on the shoulders of old white guys, has decided that their best hope is two old white guys. So if that entire party, it going through the primary process, is so completely upside down that they move away from the one thing that they all say they agree on, they shouldn't be running a country.
Well, Joe, and just kind of in passing, and the questioner had to say, excuse me, sir, what'd you say? He said that, well, I'm definitely going to have a female vice presidential candidate running with me, and I'm also going to appoint the first black female judge to the Supreme Court. And this host stopped, the questioner stopped and said, excuse me, Mr. Vice President, what did you say? And made him repeat it. He said it in passing, like as if it was just throwing it out there.
Yeah, it's just a little pander here and a little pander here, because it's okay for a woman to be vice president in the old white guy's eyes, you know, and both of them had to throw it out there. Oh, yeah, I'll probably have a woman on there, too, of course. We'll have a woman on there. It's okay for vice president, but when the primary voters, and let's get away from the old white guys for a second, the primary voters are the ones that selected the two old white guys.
Right.
So how do you sit there and say that we're the party of the first woman president, or we're the party of the first ethnic president, and through the primary process validate that you want two old white guys?
Yeah, buddy, and I'm talking to Frank Silvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast, and that's why you're underground, right?
But, you know, at this point, I might just call it above ground. I don't know.
Let's talk a little shop, Mr. Fire Medic. Let's talk a little shop. What's one of the things that heat does to a virus?
Well, it can cook it up, that's for sure.
And it looks like as if we're finding out that where the temperatures have been the warmest, the virus has not been as bad.
No, and you can also there's an extreme. You can either go heat or you can go very, very cold.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, and virus, because viruses are fragile. It's, you know, they live at a finite measured temperature scale. So, you know, we also look at proximity too. When you look at the biggest cases, looking at Washington State still.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, let me tell you something. I took my vehicle up to Moss Nissan, and with the Moss care that comes with the vehicle, of course, you get a lot of different things that you don't even think anything about until they say, oh, by the way, you're due for this, you're due for that, and it's covered under the Moss care. So they rattled out this antimicrobial treatment thing to me. And they said, well, it comes with your Moss Care, and it's engineered to seek and destroy viruses and bacteria on all interior surfaces, and the second application is free. So, guess what? I got my car sanitized, and I didn't even know what the hell they were talking about until they rattled that out to me. Now, this is what happens when you buy a vehicle at Moss Nissan. Whether it's new or pre-owned, doesn't matter. They come with Moss Care. And all vets and all active duty military and all first responders, active or retired, and wait for this one, ministers and military family members too, all get 15% off the service on your vehicle when you get your vehicle serviced at Moss Nissan. Now, this is unbelievable, because you need to take the time now to get your vehicle serviced for your spring and summer trip. You're obviously going to be taking a bunch of staycations, I would think. Well, we all are. And you'll be driving around Florida somewhere to go someplace, and we'll get to Frank in a minute and talk to him about that. But I want you to check them out, because Moss Nissan, that's M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. Look them up. They've got locations in Crystal River at U.S. 19 and 54. Got another location, 19 in Crystal River. Newport Richey at U.S. 19 and 54. And then, of course, they've got the all-new Moss Nissan location 11001 North Florida, right beside the Moss Acura. And what I just told you about Moss Nissan applies to Moss Acura. So get involved. Do what needs to be done. Become a believer. And buy a vehicle or take your vehicle to get it serviced at Moss Nissan. You'd be glad you did. And again, all vets, active duty military, first responders, ministers, and
Military Family Members 2, get 15% off your vehicle service. Well, Mr. Frank, I know you're going to be, and by the way, does that beach thing apply to you up there?
I imagine. You know, I haven't heard anything about the federal beach that we have here at the Gulf Shores National Seashore Park, but we're too busy over here navigating the people who are black marketing toilet paper in the parking lots.
Hmm. By the way, I got a question from one of our listeners, James in Clearwater. He's saying, could the Democrat endgame actually be to install a woman president after Sleepy Joe is ruled mentally incompetent?
I'm still betting on the fact that there's a brokered convention. I think when you look at the two candidates that they have, a hardcore socialist and someone who lives in 1954, I think a brokered convention is something that we really should be thinking about. I just don't see Biden becoming president, but, you know, this goes in the face of the fact that Trump is going to win anyway. So, you know, it's interesting what they're doing, but it's still two grumpy old white guys arguing with each other on the stage where the donkey says a woman's supposed to be president. So,
yeah, well, who knows what's going to happen here? And it's kind of like, who knows what evil lurks? Shadow knows, but this is ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this, and what the heck, we might as well just go for it right now. We've talked about this, and I think we agree in one particular big area here. This whole deal, the mainstream media has taken this and run with this, just throwing it out there to see what was going to stick up against the walls to try to get everybody stirred up, create the stuff that we see in the damn grocery stores. And I even saw it in a Walgreens the other night where they were going in there and they were actually pushing each other out of the way to get paper towels and toilet paper off a shelf in a Walgreens, for God's sake.
Yeah, we have to lay this at the feet of the mainstream media. They are completely irresponsible, and what's happening right now is their fault. They didn't put the facts out there. They created and fomented panic, and they're still stoking panic. Right, you know, right now you have to ask a question. Why do you need 40,000 rolls of toilet paper? This is the kind of stuff that you see in countries like Venezuela.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing that goes are the staples like toilet paper. You can't find it in Venezuela. Well, you know what? It's very hard to find in the United States right now, and that's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Now, the people who went out there and hoarded this in order to sell it for like 3, 4, 5 times what it's worth, like ticket scalpers, I believe local authorities should be looking for business license, and they should have a temporary uptick in what the penalty is. To something like $25,000-$30,000 if they catch you selling something like this without a business license. And let's exact some pain on the people who've decided to take advantage of this. Because you know who's being taken advantage of this? Senior citizens?
Yeah.
Who can't get into the Walmart to punch somebody in the face for a roll of toilet tissue?
Yep. Yep.
You know, what have we become, Matt? As a nation, where we panic because Jim Acosta tells us, "Oh my God, you better go! We're all gonna die, so you gotta go get toilet paper." And all of a sudden, we're fighting people in the aisles at supermarkets for toilet paper.
Or Anna Cabrera.
Who are we?
Yeah, yesterday Anna Cabrera, and this is from the Trump Pence rapid response team. For a full 7-minute segment hosted by CNN's Anna Cabrera, she repeatedly featured a total lie on the screen, pushing the repeated debunked false claim that President Trump is called coronavirus a hoax. Well, he didn't do that, and of all the people to step up and agree that he didn't do that, the Washington Post is first on the list. They said the full quote shows Trump is criticizing Democratic talking points in the media's coverage of his administration's response to coronavirus. He never said that the virus itself was a hoax. We rule this as a lie.
And this is why the media is to blame for this.
Yep.
And we, the people, and I got to be honest with you, I'm kind of disgusted in the lowest common denominator being so widespread among the American population.
Yep.
We've turned into a nation of wusses. But the only solution to the media is the people turning their backs on it. But we just don't seem to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we get ginned up to the point where we're trampling old people in supermarkets in order to get rubbing alcohol because we think that's what a disinfectant is.
Yep. Yeah, I got you, and I remember that. But here's the final rep. Here's the final rep on what the Trump campaign said. What CNN did today is not sloppiness or poor journalism. It is intentional malice and deception, and simply more evidence that the news channel, quote news, is the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party.
You know, the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, when they talk about freedom of the press,
yep,
is grounded in the idea that the press has the ability and the freedom to redress government for its actions. They don't have the right to do what they're doing today.
Right.
That is just not covered under the First Amendment. And I would like to see some class action lawsuits going to break these networks to the tunes of billions and trillions of dollars. Because they are selling something, and every minute is sold because it's sponsored. They're selling something to the American people that is a bad product.
Well, the president already sued CNN, didn't he?
That was for slander. Let's see where that goes.
Yeah.
But a class action lawsuit brought by the American people against ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC for propagating a lie and causing panic to the detriment of the people? I want to see them bankrupt these things.
Well, you can lead the way.
I'd love to. Mm-hmm. I'd love to. You give me a law firm out there that's willing to do this, and I'll stand up and be the poster child for, you know what, mainstream media? Screw you.
And I know you would. And I know you would. Because I'll tell you, we got a real problem in this country. And the people, some of them get it. Some of them don't. We get it because we've seen so much of the misuse on the other side of the aisle, and it's not just CNN. I mean, MSNBC, when they open their mouth, it's like, what are they going to tell me now? I don't know.
It's the gambit for 99% of them.
Mm-hmm. All righty. I will talk to you on Friday, and by the way, keep your blood pressure down.
I'll do my best. I got my toilet paper.
Okay. Bye, Frank. All right, Frank Salvato, and I'll tell you what, it gets a little stringent sometimes, but Frank's a heck of a guy, and he's right on track. Don't buy the lie you're getting from the CNNs and the MSNBCs of the world. It's not true.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Just happened minutes ago, but to me it makes me very happy. And I want to congratulate the Federal Reserve.
President Trump praising the Fed for dropping interest rates as part of the country's coronavirus response.
For starters, they've lowered the Fed rate from what it was, which was 1 to 1.25, and it's been lowered down to 0 to 0.25. In addition, very importantly, the Federal Reserve is going to be purchasing 500 $200 billion of treasuries.
Now, as for the virus itself, Dr. Anthony Fauci from NIH, a guest on ABC's This Week program on how long it will last.
Several weeks to few months. With China, they went to their peak and they are coming down right now. There were just a day or so ago 11 new cases in China, which is minuscule compared to where it was.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we cruise along the overnight radio airwaves till 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, when it comes to gun shows, we were over at the Two Guys Gun Show, Susie Q and I, on Saturday, and also Mark came along, too, our sales rep, and he was there as well. And fact of the matter is, folks, we had a pretty good crowd there Saturday. Now, they intentionally never tried to get more than 250 people in a room anyway, and I'm not sure that you could with this group or not, but I will tell you that we had a good showing on Saturday, and on Sunday the showing wasn't quite as much. But one of the people that I talked to yesterday about the gun show was Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, who is on the line right now.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. How are you today, sir?
I'm a busy camper because hour number one this morning, we set the record on all-time phone calls. Everybody wanted to talk about what the hell's going on with coronavirus, and I mean, we got swamped. As a matter of fact, I was so busy, I kept my first sketch of the hour on for another 30 minutes because he and I generated so much conversation that we got an hour and a half of just about nonstop phone calls and answers back and forth.
It's shutting everything down, Captain. You know, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be at least several weeks of this, just like when an earthquake hits California or a hurricane hits Florida, that's what it's going to be like.
Well, let me ask you a question. The minor league ball players back in the day, and I go back to my days when I used to stand inside the dugout with Bobby Cox when he was a manager of the Chiefs up there in Syracuse, and that if they don't play, they don't get paid. Is that right?
No, they're under a contract. They'll pay him because this isn't an act of nobody controlling. So, no, they'll be taken care of, Captain. Speaking of people being taken care of, I'm really proud of a lot of the players out there, a lot of these sports taking care of the arena personnel and all the workers that are losing out on wages and work right now. So everybody's trying to pitch in. Again, not to use that same analogy, but it is fitting. It's like, you know, you got to help out your fellow man. You got to help out your neighbor. And the good news is when these things happen, we do kind of come together as a union and as a country to help everybody out. So that's the only way to really look at this thing right now, Captain, and keep taking care of everybody like we are doing. So,
well, yesterday was a national day of prayer. Did you know that?
Yes, sir, I did. President Trump put that together, and that was great.
Did you hear Did you hear the response that was presented back to him by the likes of Makeda Tlaib and this cat from the Parkland High School down there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I checked, this is America, right, Captain?
Vile, gross comment back. I mean, if he'd been close enough with a ball bat, I think he might have got smacked.
Oh, it's just getting ridiculous that we're trying to make this a political situation when it's a, you know, a very, very sad situation right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've had these before, Captain. I mean, you being from New York, you're going to remember the Legionnaires' disease, you know, like it was yesterday. And
I do.
Yeah, they figured out that was from, droplets of water coming from the air conditioning out there and got into people's system and bacteria. You just got to take care of yourself. If you have any illnesses, it's probably best for you to stay in the house. And if you have them, take care of them.
So
if you're
a baseball player, if you're a football player, if you're a basketball player, what are you doing? Just hanging out with the boys?
Well, no, you're probably, these guys all have places at their house to work out. And do that. I mean, the clubs, my understanding, is still open. You know, they just don't want mass gatherings of people, you know, in one place. Now, can a gym be like that? A lot of germs in a gym, too, you know? So I don't know what's going to shut down, Captain. We're talking about shutting down restaurants and a lot of things.
Well, I just had a guest on the show, Frank Silvato, and if you were listening, you would have heard him say he wished that somebody would bring forth a class action suit against everybody on behalf of the restaurants and all the private businesses that were there, because he believes that this is an unconstitutional act where they just turn around and they shut everything down just for the fact they want to shut it down.
Well, Captain, you know, there's a lot of illegalities here. You know, unfortunately, we're a litigious society, and that's what's going to occur. Because
they're afraid they're going to get sued.
Yes. That's it. That's it, Captain. Someone gets sick and you go, hey, I got sick in your restaurant. Go right to the insurance company. Okay, getting Morgan and Morgan to give them a call. That's just the way it is nowadays. It's amazing. So that's where we sometimes miss the boat about doing the right
thing.
Wait
a minute. Boat. There you go. That's the perfect time to hop on a boat and go fishing. Got nothing better to do?
No,
go fishing.
Yep. Right now, yeah, exactly, Captain. Here's what you do for the next few weeks. Get with your family, your close friends.
Yep.
Get caught up. Appreciate each other, love each other, because you know what? Nobody's promised tomorrow.
Yep.
And that's the best thing you can do. You can go out golfing with your family.
Yep.
You can go out picnicking with your family. Now, it looks like they're going to start shutting down the beaches because everybody migrated there. And if you don't want thousands of people to one gathering, then guess what? That's what you're going to get. So that's the situation there. And, the one thing really going on, Captain, in sports world, just to let everybody know who was tuning in to hear some sports, is, the NFL, you know, they're still going on with the free agency and everything of that nature. I'll hit you with one sports question and get your opinion. Does Tom Brady have the right to tell a team, if you're going to want me to sign with you, I get to have a say in the personnel and I get a say in what's called on the field?
No, not unless it's written in the contract. But if it's not written in the contract, hell no. No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Has he earned that right, Captain?
Has he earned the right? No,
yes.
I don't think. No, if you sign a contract, it's whatever's in your contract you're going to do.
Okay, well, I guess what I'm saying, Captain, is if you were a general manager of a team and you wanted Tom Brady, he says, hey, Captain, I want to come play for you, but yeah, I got 2 years left at the most, 1 year for sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I need to make it work. I need to try to win a Super Bowl for you and me. And I need to have a say-so on the personnel to give us the best opportunity, and I need to be able to call the plays on the field to give us the best opportunity to win.
All right,
will you give me that?
All right, that I can see them doing, saying that we'll give you an opportunity to suggest who it is we might want to go get. That I can get, yep.
Okay.
It's been done before. It's been done before.
Yes. And it's a little unprecedented, but yes. So we're going to see what happens there. That's really it in sports, Captain. Everything else has been suspended. You know, even the horse racing, has been suspended now across the country. They just don't want people gathering around. They're very scared.
Like I said, it's time to get out on the water. Get yourself a kayak. Get yourself a canoe, a paddleboard, something. Just get out there and enjoy the water. It's right here. It's all around us, and it's water somewhere.
Amen. Yeah, a lot of people are going to, work from their homes now, and that's fine.
Oh, and our buddy J.P. Peterson is up in Colorado with the kids skiing.
There you go. And that's it. And just try to be patient with each other right now. This is a tough time, understand that we're all in this together and treat people like family. You know, the old kindergarten saying, Captain, treat people the way like you'd want to be treated. We all do that. We'd be in a lot better shape. And, we can respect each other's rights, but one person's rights don't supersede somebody else's unless it's constitutional. So let's keep that in perspective.
Okay. Tell us what it is you're doing.
Yeah. Hey, if I can help anybody else, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Any insurance questions, anything related to that, give me a call. I can be of help to you. And let's see, what we can do to work through this right now. A lot of people are going to have some time now to talk. We can, meet one-on-one, which is fine. And, or we can talk on the phone, whichever makes you feel more comfortable. And again, my name is Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. Captain can share with you. I've helped out him and a lot of, his friends that have become my friends now. And, that's what it's all about. Helping your fellow man. It was said a long time ago, Captain, if you want what you want in life, help out enough people get what they want in life. And you'd be amazed how your life will change and how you'll be blessed and how things will move forward. So my name's Patrick Hyland again. As Captain wanted to say, the insurance quarterback, sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays and on the Sports Zone at 11 to 12. We had a good show yesterday. Check us out on the Sports Zone. And please check out our show on Sundays from 11 to 12 on this great radio station.
All
Captain,
right.
Thanks again. God bless.
Take care. All right, Patrick Hyland. And you never know when he's going to be over at Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays with us when we're over there. Now, when I come back, got a beach and boating forecast coming up, speaking of boating. Then we're going to do a little wrap on the debate, kind of give you a play-by-play here, because a lot of stations are going to be talking about, a lot of talk show hosts are going to be talking about today. We'll hit them first. Be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today it's going to be mostly sunny. Now, the winds this morning start out in the east. They'll be light, variable, about 10 miles an hour maybe. This afternoon, they'll be out of the northwest, anywhere from about 10 to 17 miles per hour. The seas today will be pretty much 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature, 68 degrees. The bay water temperature, 73 degrees. We had our low tide at 3.07 a.m., our high tide coming at 11.13 later this morning, our time, Eastern time. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, the Freedom Boat Club has an amazing story to tell. They've gone from 10 locations 4 years ago to 30 and more coming. They started with 100 boats 4 years ago. Now they're up to 500 in just 4 years of amazing growth. How'd they do it, you ask? Simple. They're amazing people and fantastic service, that's how. Now, there's a Freedom Boat Club location within the sound of my voice because there are 213 locations across the country. Just go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay to find out more. The website again, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. To find out more, about the Freedom Boat Club. Now, if you are active duty military, if you are a veteran, current and retired first responder, a teacher, plus a member of any medical profession, then guess what? You get discounts on your membership. Check that out. Now, you can also call them at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, and tell them the captain sent you, Freedom Boat Club, the no-hassle way to go boating. 855-FREEDOM or freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay to find out more, and you'll be glad you did. They are a great organization, and we have a lot of fun with them. And you can, too, hopping on a boat and doing your thing. All right. Joe Biden says he would do exactly what they did during the H1N1 crisis. Now, Joe, does that mean you would wait until over 12,000 people were dead? Because that's what they did. And millions more were infected? You know, CNN said nothing about the Obama-Biden record yet last night, and they should have. But then again, what am I expecting? And Biden hit Medicare for all those saying Italy has it, Bernie demands it. That's the end of the discussion. And the New York Magazine explained what Biden's health care plan would actually do. It would not allow all Americans to keep their private insurance if they prefer it, number one. In fact, Biden's plans would guarantee massive disruptions to private coverage. Not going to happen. Also, Joe Biden says that deploying U.S. troops in response to coronavirus would be done around the United States. However, there's a little problem with that. It's called the Posse Comitatus Act, which was passed after the Civil War to help keep federal troops from policing the South. And it limits the federal troops' deployment on U.S. soil and forbids using them to enhance domestic laws. So they have to be very careful what they do. Now, to do this medically is a little easier to bring out the medical units, but for anything else, got to be real careful. Now, Biden also suggested the federal government should pay for mortgages and rent as a result of the coronavirus. Wonderful. Let's just give them three hots and a cop. Wonderful. Biden also claims the stimulus package that he and Barack Obama put forth kept us from the Great Depression. Sorry about that one, Joe, but it really didn't. Really didn't. The Bernie lie about the bottom and the top and all things in between, it's not a static group of people. And he's trying to make things sound like as if, you know, you got the givers and you got the takers and all that. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Do the math. There's a lot more takers than there are givers. And Joe Biden also said that the federally funded elections, that's what he wanted. So I guess we got to tax people and others so we get a look. We're going to have to look for a political job now. Is that what we're going to have to do because he wants all elections funded federally? Unbelievable. And then, of course, Joe Biden did condemn the super PACs. And now it's okay to have the super PACs. Go figure. By the way, he outrightly lied about the support for the Social Security cuts, Joe Biden, that is. He also said that Trump's existential threat, the definition relating to or dealing with existence, especially with human existence, talking about Trump was going to end existence. Yeah, sure. Right. And Biden committed to picking a woman vice president. Bernie said he's likely to do the same, but wants a progressive. Biden also said we don't need a wall on the border. Both says that criminals should be turned over to ICE. And he promised to end illegal immigration detention across the board and not deport the illegal immigrants who've committed felony-like offenses. Well, that's a mistake. That's a mistake. And, of course, Don't forget that while Bernie backs a moratorium on all deportations of illegal immigrants in the U.S. and says that it's not an appropriate act to deport illegal immigrants and following the law here in the U.S., that it's just a back and forth with the two, because they pulled out all the stops last night and they let it fly. Boy, they let it fly. Bernie went after Joe. Joe went after Bernie. And afterwards, they did the elbow bump. And on the testing front, the FDA has issued emergency approval for the new COVID-19 test to expand testing across the country. And President Trump is on the cusp of securing legislation that makes these tests free. Now, there is one little problem brewing right now. The Senate doesn't particularly, some members in the Senate don't particularly care for the wording in this bill at the moment. And they may vote this down. They may very well vote this down. And if they do, they write it the way they want it, they send it back to the House, and here we go again. And we'll see what happens. By the way, in case you haven't heard, the CDC has urged no mass gatherings of over 50 people for the next 8 weeks. That's not mandatory. It's just a suggestion on their part. And they said it last night. And a poll out there by NBC says 60% of the people say the worst is yet to come. I guess we'll see. By the way, before we disappear here, don't forget about my buddies at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. And you know, the great thing about them is that all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Try to get that at a big-box store. It ain't going to happen. So stop by and see Joe and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. When you see it, that's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Dominic's, installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, blinds, shades, shutters, and a lot more. Stop by. Alrighty. They'll be talking today all about what we talked about last night. We'll see if they get as passionate as what some of our callers did. Our number one. What a night we had on the phone. Woohoo! I'll be back tonight. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay safe.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.